Foreign Service Institute. Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Tape 23. Frame 712. Read the first word there.
De.
It comes at the end of requests and is similar in meaning and use to please in English. Like English please, the manner and tone of the voice in which it is said affects the way it will be received by the listener. Now read the sentence.
U-de-de-de.
If it was said to an unruly child, it might have the meaning, please sit still, and would sound something like this.
U-de-de-de.
Please observe the symbol for repetition after
D.
Frame 713. Translate this English sentence and write it in the spaces provided. Then check your answer below. Now read your answer.
เอากระแจไปเด้อ.
Frame 714. Read this word.
ไก่.
It means chicken. Now read the sentence that follows it.
เกลือไก่แดะ.
What does it mean? It means please feed the chickens. Frame 715. The negative request form in English is made by putting don't before the affirmative request form, as in the examples given. In Lao, the word
ya
serves the same purpose. Read the Lao affirmative request form.
Bye.
Now read the negative request form.
Ya bye.
716. Read the word under number 1.
Da.
It means to scold. Write the Lao for don't scold in the blank space and check your answer. Now read your answer.
Yada.
Read the noun phrase after number 2.
ไก่ตัวเก่า.
It means the same chicken as before. Now translate the English sentence given and write your translation in the spaces provided and check your answer at the top of the next page. Read your answer.
อย่าเอาไก่ตัวเก่า.
Write the translation for number 3 in the spaces provided and check your answer. Now read your answer.
อย่าอยู่ต่อไป.
Number 4. Read the first word.
เตา.
Now read the sentence following the word.
อย่าเกลือเตา.
What does it mean? It means don't feed the turtles. Number 5. Read the sentence.
อย่าตั๋ว.
What does it mean? Don't lie. Read number 6.
กระตา.
It means basket. Write the translation for the English sentence given in the space at the top of the next page and check your answer. Read your answer.
Yeah, I'll get a goodbye.
Frame 717. The final particles like
do,
de,
and
de
that occur with affirmative request forms also occur with negative ones. Number one, read this sentence.
Aukata kapude.
Now translate it into English. It means, please take the crab basket. Number two, read this sentence.
Yakuake todamdu.
What does it mean? It means, would you mind not feeding the black sheep? Number three, read this sentence.
Ya pai de.
What does it mean? It means, don't go, okay? Frame 718.
Go
is frequently used as a connective between verb phrases or sentences. When it's used in this way, it has the meaning then, that being the case, etc. Look at the example given. Read the example.
Body go bo ao.
What does it mean? It means if it's no good, I won't accept it. The word
go
here is used to indicate that the second verb phrase follows as a consequence of the first verb phrase. Frame 719. Read this sentence.
Bo pai ko di.
What does it mean? It means something like, if you don't go, that's okay. Or, it's okay if you don't go. Or, it's okay not to go. Frame 720. Read this word.
Do.
It means to remember. Now translate the English sentence and write it in the space provided. Then check your answer at the top of the next page. Now read your answer.
Bochu kobodi.
Frame 721. When
ya
occurs alone after
go,
as in this example. Read it.
Bo au ko ya.
It has the meaning, don't be concerned, let it go. So this sentence would be translated, if it's not accepted, don't worry about it. Frame 722. Read this sentence.
Boyu koya.
What does it mean? If you said something like, if he, she, or it is not in or there, don't be concerned. You are right. The subject of this sentence could be a person or an object. It all depends on the context it occurs in. Frame 723. Read this sentence.
บ่ไปก็ยาบ
่ What does it mean? It means if he doesn't go, there isn't any need to be concerned about it, right? Frame 724. Read this word.
Do.
What does it mean? To remember. How would you translate this English sentence into Lao? If he doesn't remember, you don't need to be concerned about it, right? Write your answer in the space at the top of the next page and check your answer. Now read your answer.
บ่จือก็ยาบ
่ Frame 725. When
you
occurs as the main verb in the sentence, it means to be in or to live in. Read the sentence there.
เต่าอยู่ป่า
It means turtles live in the forest. Now read the next sentence.
เกือกูเกือกาอยู่ป่า
What does it mean?My buddy feeds the crows in the forest. As you can see in the example,
yupa
is translated simply as in the forest. The verb
yu
takes the place of the preposition in. Frame 726. Read this word.
Ja.
What does it mean?It means sergeant. Read the next word.
Jumpy.
It is a name. Read the next word.
Pajam.
Remember what it means? To be stationed at. And the next word. Read it.
Got
means island. Now turn the page and read the whole sentence at the top of the page.
จ้าจำปีประจำอยู่เกาะ
What does it mean?Sergeant Champi is stationed on an island. Frame 727. Read this sentence.
Chua ti ke ku yu ke di.
What does it mean?The novice monk whipped my buddy in the monk's dwellings. Frame 728. Read this word.
Yeah.
Now read the next two words.
Yeah, ก็ดี.
The word on the next line is
ก็ตา
Basket. Now translate and write the next sentence in the space below. Read your answer.
กตาอยู่แจก็ดี
Frame 729. Read the word.
there.
Now read sentence number one.
To pai ko dai.
It means, which island did you go to? Now read sentence number two.
To pai ko dai de.
It means, which islands did you go to? Now look and listen as sentence number one and sentence number two are read as a pair.
To pai ko dai. To pai ko dai de.
Compare the meaning of the two sentences. When
de
follows
dai
in a question, it indicates that a plural answer is expected. Frame 730. Read sentence number one.
To cha pai ko dai de.
It means, which islands will you go to? Now read sentence number two.
To pai ko dai de.
It means, which islands did you go to? What is the difference in form between number one and number two? Number one has
cha pai.
Number two has
pai.
When used with verbs indicating activity or motion,
cha
plus
pai
indicates that the event has not yet taken place. In sentences of this kind,
cha
cannot be omitted. When
cha
does not occur with a verb, it means that one, the event has occurred, two, is occurring, or three, occurs regularly. Frame 731. Translate into Lao and write in the spaces provided. Check your answer at the top of the next page. Read your answer.
To cho patu dai de.
Frame 732. Read this sentence.
Kua ke to dai de.
What does it mean? It means feed which sheep. Is sheep singular or plural here? It's plural. Frame 733. Look and listen as these words are read. Number one.
To.
Number two.
Ke.
Number three.
You.
Number four.
Ba.
Number five.
Cho.
Number six.
Pam.
Number seven.
Bao.
Number eight.
Ge.
What feature of form do all of these have in common? The answer is all of them have
mai to
above the initial consonant. Did you observe that the pitch of the voice begins very high and falls rapidly to a rather low level and ends with a sudden cutoff? Listen again to the high falling pitch contour.
To ke yu ba cho pam bao เกอร
์ Frame 734 Look and listen as this word is read.
ใกล
้ What is the class of the initial consonant? Mid class. Is it an open or closed syllable? It's a closed syllable. Using the terms MC for mid and VV for long vowel or diphthong, HF for high falling pitch contour, write a formula for the pitch indication in this type of syllable. Check your answer below. The formula there means when you have a mid-class initial consonant with above it, followed by a long vowel, the result is a high-falling pitch contour. Frame 735. Read the word there.
Gai.
Since
maito
is not present, the pitch contour of the syllable is low. Using this information, complete the formula above. Check your answer below. The formula there means when you have a mid-class initial consonant followed by a long vowel, the syllable is read with low pitch contour. Frame 736. Repeat after the tape. Number 1.
Dai.
Number 2.
B.
Number 3.
Ge.
Number 4.
Ow.
Number 5.
Dia.
Number 6.
Yum.
Number 7.
Gao.
Number 8.
Dai.
Number 9.
Bai.
Number 10.
Ah.
Number 11.
Jiao.
Number 12.
Be.
Frame 737. Read the syllables. Number 1.
To.
Number 2.
Ge.
Number 3.
Yu.
Number 4.
Tia.
Number 5.
Jiao.
Number 6.
Do.
Number 7.
Gai.
Number 8.
Bao.
Number 9.
Ba.
Number 10.
Pe.
Number 11.
Tu.
Number 12.
Ah.
Frame 738. Write in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Dai.
Number 2.
B.
Number
3. ก
็ Number 4.
เอ้า
Number 5.
เตี้ย
Number 6.
Yum.
Number 7.
Go.
Number 8.
Die.
Number 9.
Bye.
Number 10. Number 11.
Ciao.
Number 12.
Bear.
Check your answers by looking at frame 736. This is the end of tape 23, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction, Foreign Service Institute.